This is Bob Brunello. This is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Winnebago County Board has a full day of work ahead. The board will discuss County Executive John Damel's plan to add a chief operating officer to oversee county departments. Now, 24 of the 36 county board members will have to agree to add that COO position. The county is also expected to approve residential housing for violent sex offenders for $1 million. Add evidence storage and a morgue to the county sheriff's department, and give the go-ahead to building 20 new private aircraft hangars at Whitman Regional Airport. Well, the countdown is on to EAA Air Venture, and the schedule of daily air shows is now set. The 69th annual fly-in will feature 9 air shows over 7 days. 2 will be night air shows, one on Wednesday, then again on Friday. Air Venture, by the way, runs from July 25th through the 31st, and EAA is still looking for help. Page 2, the help wanted sign is also out at Parkview. The county-run facility continues to struggle to find staff. It may offer nurses up to $65 an hour to work at Parkview. Welcome back to Great Estates Furniture. They're moving back into downtown Oshkosh. Great Estates will take over the old exclusive company building sometime in late September. Despite an increase in interest rates in Oshkosh, the real estate market remains very hot. Housing stock remains tight. Many homes are selling in a matter of days and above asking price. Gasoline prices have backed off just a bit, but they're still at record highs for most of Wisconsin and in Oshkosh. In case you missed it, it's going to be 9 weeks before we get the Oregon-Jackson Bridge back again. State officials say they need 8 weeks to manufacture the part that broke and then a week to install it. And after a couple of hot days, it looks like another gorgeous night for Waterfest. Oshkosh's favorite hairball and its bombastic pyrotechnic show will headline on Thursday night at the Leach Amphitheater. We'll hope to see you there. That's Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Keep cool.